Friday night was the eighth night of protests in Charlotte following the police killing of George Floyd in Minneapolis. It was also the first night protesters marched through Southend, and it marked another night where the Charlotte-Mecklenburg Police Department did not use tear gas on protesters. WFAE's Michael Falero spoke with WFAE reporter Claire Donnelly, who was at the protest.
So, Claire, what happened at tonight's protest?
So several hundred people marched around uptown Charlotte starting in the early evening. Around 20 or 30 protesters were carrying signs. Here are some of the things that the signs said. So one said, "Silence is violence. No justice, no peace. Stop abusing power. Color is not a crime." I would say it was a mostly young crowd tonight. And as they have on previous nights, they stopped at a lot of the intersections while they were marching to kneel and raise their fists in the air. At one point, the group also marched down South Tryon Street into Southend. And that's interesting because that's a part of town that they haven't been to yet, or that these marches haven't been to. And then while they were walking by apartments in Uptown, a handful of people poked their heads out of their windows and also came down outside to take video and clap. And there were also a handful of passing cars that honked.
What about the police presence tonight? What was the interaction between CMPD officers and protesters?
So as of around 10:15 p.m. when we're recording this, police have not used any tear gas or other what Charlotte-Mecklenburg police call riot control agents. I did see some police officers, but they were mostly following the group of protesters at a distance, mainly in cars. There were also dozens of officers on bikes and motorcycles. I also saw at least one officer walking on foot alongside the group. And at one point when the group was crossing a busy intersection, police officers directed traffic to prepare for the crowd.
Is there anything else that made this protest tonight different from those we've seen on previous nights?
Well, tonight there was the threat of bad weather, so the crowd definitely seemed smaller than on previous nights. And Charlotte City Council earlier in the day today canceled a public meeting to hear from residents that was supposed to start in the early evening. And they also cited possible bad weather as the reason. But Councilmember Braxton Winston did show up at the government center, which was where that listening session was supposed to take place. And he talked to between 50 and 70 people. I did also notice a new phrase that the protesters were chanting tonight: "Happy birthday, Breonna Taylor." So Breonna Taylor was shot and killed in March by Louisville police officers who were executing a search warrant on her apartment. She would have turned 27 today. Protesters have been chanting her name along with George Floyd's at a lot of these protests.
All right. Thank you, Claire.
Thank you.
That was WFAE's Claire Donnelly. She was speaking Friday night with WFAE's Michael Falero.